Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's hear more from Nick Caserio as he joined these airwaves this morning. We'll do that coming up here on In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow, in for Reggie, alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. And you as well, you can always join the conversation. 713-572-4610 on the text line or on the YouTube and Twitch chats. If you ever miss anything from the show, you can always use the Odyssey Rewind feature or go back on the podcast later on to hear anything. You can go all the way back to this morning. Nick Caserio was on this morning at 7:30 a.m. with Payne and Pendergast and was with them for almost an hour. Mm-hmm. And I know this is going to make me sound like a shill, but that is really cool because, look, I've lived in multiple states throughout my life. I grew up a fan of a team other than Texans, so I would follow them and listen to that local radio station. You don't get a lot of, I mean, maybe Jerry Jones, since he's the quasi GM and owner. You don't get a lot of GMs that not only go on the local radio, but will just hang out with you for about an hour, mm-hmm. as Nick did this morning. So a really cool access with the GM of the Texans who spoke yesterday to the media and then this morning on these airwaves. And let's get to some of the sound that stood out. We obviously played earlier, in case you missed it, his thoughts on the Jalen Knowles touchdown celebration this weekend. But let's hear more from Nick Caserio. And Figgy, let's start with cut number 11, if you have it there, because the big topic has been Joe Mixon. And so I know Nick addressed it yesterday with the media, and we talked about it a little bit. But when it's more of a one-on-one conversation this morning and a little bit of a longer conversation, of course, they were going to ask him about it. And when Nick was asked again this morning, here's what he had to say, cut 11, about Joe Mixon right now.
And I'm not trying to be cliche here. It really is kind of case by case. Mm-hmm. What's the best for the individual? What's best for the team? Sometimes there's some advantages from a player being away and being maybe in an environment that he feels comfortable with. Other times, maybe it's better for that player feels like it's best for him to be around the team. I would say, you know, in Joe's case, it's kind of like been some combination of both. So there's no perfect formula. In the end, we're all about what we think is best for the player and what they're comfortable with. So, you know, I'd say every situation is going to be a little bit different relative to resources, relative to the environment that they feel comfortable with. And I think part of our responsibility and job is to be respectful and cognizant of that. You never want to try to force feed anything. So each situation is going to be a little bit different. So I'd say that's kind of how we handle, you know, handle those situations.
And that's fine. And I don't care. Just to be blunt. Around the team, not around the team. I think most people just want to know, you know, timeline anyone? Is there any update? I get it. Ultimately, the player may say, or may not say, but may say, hey, kind of want to keep this, you know, to myself. And mm-hmm. then you respect it, and that might be what, you know, what we're in right here. Sometimes they don't care. You know, they and it might hurt the player for all the speculation and everything. If you just kind of keep it under wraps of timelines and possibilities of the injury and prognoses and all that. And I don't know if that's the case here or not. And I know I guess we can jump ahead. I'll kind of take it from take this one, because he did go on 13.
Yep.
You know, regarding Joe Mixon, maybe a little more specific to the actual thing that we care about.
Well, I think there's always different, you know, mechanisms and trying to figure out what makes sense. And I can't speak for the player about how he feels, where he is physically and those types of things. So try to get as much information as possible. And then, you know, whatever a player is able to do physically, and then make an assessment about what that's going to look like over the course of the season. So, I mean, he's still on the reserve list. Like, we have a number of players that are still on various reserve lists. So at some point, if that changes, then we'll have a corresponding move, you know, and go from there.
This was the interesting one to me, because he says, I can't speak for the player. Are you not speaking to the player?
Yeah.
Because he can speak for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors can speak to you. Athletic trainers can speak to you. It was just a clever little dodge, if you will, as to why the Mixon thing has. And look, I say that respectfully. You know, Nick is very, very good at that. We know that. But it was a dodge, you know, in terms of like any update. Well, I can't speak for the player. Well, have you not? Is he in Argentina? Yeah, I mean, you know what's going on, and he doesn't want to. I get it. And again, like I said previously, maybe that's just by Joe Mixon's. You know, that's what Joe Mixon wants, and that's fine. It doesn't change though that this is just really continually getting more bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
and it's reminiscent of what we would always talk about with the Astros with some of their injuries, especially last year, like Kyle Tucker. And the more vague you are, is you know the more you leave the door open for wondering, like, what is going on here? So I get that these teams always like to play it close to the vest, and I certainly understand why, but you can nip a lot of this in the bud if you came out with a little more specifics or a little more details, and then we're not all left sitting here wondering.
Just a timeline, a speculated timeline. Yeah. I think this, and they did say, now he did say, in 3 or 4 weeks, we'll know if it's going to be longer term. So at least we can say 3 or 4 weeks from now is the minimum of when you'll at least start to kind of realize if, you know, he's going to come back.
Yeah. So you hear that from Nick this morning. Any, so you have any more clarity on Joe Mixon listening to that, right? We still have no idea. And as you said, that's the classic, like, well, you're going to have to ask the player. I don't know. And it's like, well, he's not around.
I'm guessing you've spoken to him.
Can you allow us to ask the player? We can't ask him, so that's why we have to ask
What's
you
What's his number?
Yeah. So that's the classic cop-out when you know they're not around. Like, no, sorry, you're going to have to ask him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for him. Yeah, well, we don't really have the ability to ask him, so we'll never get an answer. Figgy, can you go to Caserio Cut 10? Because we were talking about this earlier, about the bye week coming up now, and I don't like it because of how they're rolling. I know you said you'd prefer to have it a little later in the season. This feels too early. Here was Nick Caserio talking about the bye week coming up this weekend and if there is an optimal time to have your bye week.
There's no perfect time. Well, if we've been on the front end, we've had them a little bit later. It's really, you're just trying to recalibrate. Like, that week gives you an opportunity whenever it is to kind of recalibrate, look at your team and kind of prepare for the next set of opponents. In our situation, the way the schedule is constructed, we have a little bit of extra time, not only this week, but then we have an extra day or two next week because we're playing Monday night against Seattle. But then conversely, after Seattle, we have a condensed week or a shortened week. So maybe there's some things that we can kind of get ahead kind of the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then our kind of next mini break will be there that Thursday night there in November after we play Buffalo. So once the schedule comes out, you kind of have an idea of when you're going to have some pockets of time. And it's really what you do within that time. Like, what does your team need? Then you assess and then make a determination about how you want to handle the week. So it's no different. Like, wherever they ask us to play, whenever they ask us to play, we're going to show up whenever the bye week is. I mean, there's nothing we could do about it other than try to maximize and get the most out of that week as much as possible.
Okay.
Now that is kind of a glass half full approach. Basically, we got the break, being able to prepare for Monday night versus Seattle. Then we do have a condensed week, but they're probably looking a little bit at San Francisco right now too, or at least have some staffers looking at, because they have this time off, some staffers looking at San Francisco as well. And then you have that other break after the Buffalo Thursday night game. That is kind of a half full in terms of how you're going to be handling some of these breaks.
Yeah, that's true with the Bills. Yeah, you have this early bye, but you get a little bit of a half bye later on in the year, I guess, after that short week with the Bills game. And it's also something that I did mention earlier about the opponent. Like, I mean, you laid out this tough 8-week stretch. So I guess from a schedule perspective. Maybe it is a good time to take this week off and do a little extra, not only self-scouting, but preparation for the upcoming opponents and look at some things now that you have a little more time. Because as we covered earlier in the show, this is a brutal next 2 months on the schedule for the Texans. So in that regard, this allows you to really put your best foot forward before you run through this gauntlet of a schedule. So maybe it can pan out pretty well for the Texans with their bye week. Casario, talking this morning here on these airwaves, was asked about the pass protection. Figgy, can you get cut four? Because, of course, that's the big thing, the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And he was asked yesterday by the media about the offseason plan. But here's what Nick Caserio said about the pass protection and how the problems are fixable.
Overall, the pass protection, we've done a pretty good job. And some of the issues that may have popped up or, some of the negative plays, they're very fixable and very correctable. So whether it's the protection being distributed properly, the quarterback moving in the pocket the right way, the ball coming out on time and going to the first read where it's supposed to go. I mean, those are things that you can improve and correct. And we've seen kind of a progression over the last few weeks. So I don't think anybody's really concerned about the pass protection. Nobody's really, felt like it's been, that much of an issue, honestly. There's been a few plays where, defense has done a good job or we've kind of made a mental error, but it's not a physical issue. It's more of just making sure that we're doing the right things and going back to kind of, Sean's original question. If we focus on the Texans and doing the right thing that we're supposed to do, then, hopefully the result is going to be the intended result, what we want it to be.
Yeah, no, and, obviously he's talking more about the last two or three weeks because the first couple of weeks and into the third, there were some severe pass protection problems. But again, he mentioned it, getting fixed, looking better. I think that's part of what, to your point, is it too early for the bye week? I think the offensive linemen kind of wish they could keep going.
Yeah.
Just because they're finally starting to, feel as if they've got a group that's working together. They're grooving, playing a little better. So we'll see how it comes out. But certainly the protection has been better.
Yeah, and as you mentioned yesterday, this is the perfect time for him to be making the rounds here, talking to the media as a group yesterday, talking here on the radio for an hour this morning because things are feeling good and looking up right now based off of the last 2 weeks. It also reminds me of Doug Peterson when he won the Super Bowl at the Eagles, and then he wrote a book saying, this is how I won a Super Bowl, and did a book tour that whole offseason, because it's easy to talk and brag then. And then people were upset that he didn't take the offseason very seriously. He was doing this book tour. Anyways, long story short, the rest of Doug Peterson. They didn't have much success after that in Philly. Gets fired in Jacksonville. So, yeah, you take your victory lap here after these last 2 weeks because things are looking up and things have been going well for this offense. But he spoke a lot for about an hour here this morning. So there's a lot of different clips. You can go back and listen to the full conversation. Let me see if there's one or two to squeeze in here before we have to hit a break. Figgy, I heard this morning. Admittedly, I don't know how much he really goes into it, but if you could grab the very first cut, because they asked him to begin the conversation, are you surprised by this division right now? Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people thought five games in the Texans would be in third and the Colts and Jaguars would be looking like two of the best teams in the AFC. Here's what the Texans GM had to say about the rest of the division.
Yeah, the focus is on our team and the things that we have to do week to week. And honestly, regardless of who the opponent is, I think we've always tried to focus on if we do the things that are conducive to winning, we're at least going to give ourselves an opportunity going into the season. And I've said this on a couple different platforms, but these teams have improved. And when you watch them play and even go into the Jacksonville game, that's a team as we were preparing to play them, they improved their team and you're starting to see that manifest themselves. It's interesting. The number one stat that correlates to winning and losing is turnovers and turnover margin. When you look at the top five teams or four or five teams, whatever it is, and the turnover margin, I think their combined records are 17-6 or something like that. And Jacksonville leads the league in takeaways. So there's a direct correlation.
Yeah. And, that's the other part that maybe, defensively, you get a couple of turnovers in these last two games, three in the last game. Maybe that's where you're like, oh boy, yeah, I would like to have kept that running, going on a little bit more. Yeah. But, can't do it, and clearly, it is a higher hurdle now in the AFC South. He knows that. D'Amico knows that. They all know that.
Yeah, for sure. We'll end on this one. Maybe I should have started. Maybe I buried the lead. But cut number two, Fig. This is him just talking about how he feels about the Texans. Five games in, you're entering the bye week. Where are you at? Looking at your football team right now.
when you look at some of the games that we've been involved in, I think some of the things that we've, going back to kind of the original part of the question, mm-hmm. we focus on ourselves. If we take care of the football, we can limit some of the penalties and correct some of the mental errors, which we've done a better job over the last 2 weeks. And as a result, you know, we've won two games because we've played the right way. So overall, in a decent spot, really, we've had an opportunity to win essentially every game that we played in the first three games, essentially came down to the last possession, regardless of what else went on during the course of the game. And there was some ups and downs. So if we can fix some of those things and just continue to play consistent football, regardless of who the opponent is, we understand there's going to be things that are specific to the opponent that we play that week that we're going to have to make sure that we take care of. But if we focus on the Houston Texans and the Houston Texans continue to improve, then hopefully we're going to put ourselves in a position like we've essentially done the first five games and then try to win a game in the fourth quarter.
I think they're feeling pretty good right now. And, mm-hmm. and you mentioned it, you know, it wasn't something, he wasn't going to make these rounds after week three.
Yeah, right.
But there's reason to feel good. I would feel good. I do, watching this team, that things are starting to kind of come together. I always just kind of, you know, yes, it's always about, you know, what you do, but they do worry about the opponent. I mean, they do have to scout these opponents. Yeah. They do have to see that they're playing good football, that they're creating turnovers. You know, how do you combat that, et cetera? So, you know, a lot of what Nick Caserio, you know, says on a regular basis, you kind of got to filter through, you kind of got to interpret. And I think, you know, he knows this is going to be a tougher task, but they're playing good football.
Yeah. And to his point, like he said, you know, we want to be just like these first five games where you have a shot in the fourth quarter to go win. And the Texans are, you can make the case a few plays away from being 5-0 right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you scored just 20 points in each game this year, you'd be undefeated right now. So,
yeah.
You know, if a couple of things went a different way, they could be looking a lot different right now. That was Nick Caserio, part of Nick Caserio from this morning. You go back, find the full conversation. Again, he was with the guys for about an hour. So yeah. Go back, and when you have some time, listen to the conversation if interested. But appreciate his time and glad to bring some of those cuts to you here this afternoon. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, when we come back, time for Figgy's Mixtape. Figgy, what do we got going on today?
Yeah, so I got the best and the worst cities to drive in. Mm. Where do Houston rank? 713-572-4610. Plus, I got another crazy, wild shoplifting story that I got to play for you guys.
All right.
Let's do it. After this, it's In the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind.
behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop. Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. So, we always talk about the bad traffic and all that stuff in the city of Houston, but where is it going to make the top 10 list of this best or worst cities to drive in? 713-572-4610. Let me know where you feel Houston ranks. So this is courtesy of, I forgot what website did this little list. They did a little poll when it comes to this. This is wallethub.com.
Okay.
So what they did was they had people kind of weigh in on the best and the worst cities to drive in. And I'm going to give you the best cities first. All right.
All right. I'm not looking at the list.
Okay.
I'm not looking at the list.
Yeah. So it's going to be a couple cities in Texas that actually make the list a best. Yeah, a best. So coming in number one on this list is Corpus Christi.
Oh, yeah.
As the, I guess, the best city to drive in. And that's followed by Greensboro, North Carolina, Boise, Idaho. Who the hell go to Boise, unless you're going to school there? Yeah. Unless you're going to Boise State. Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay.
Is it Laredo, Texas?
Laredo, Texas. Yeah.
Lubbock, Texas made the list. And then Birmingham, Alabama. So followed by that list is Plano, Texas, Austin, Texas, which I don't.
As good?
Yeah, as
hell
good.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
I didn't understand that one. I don't know if they just
Austin is awful. Austin is awful.
Apparently these people love to drive in Austin, so they put it in the top 10. And then you got Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Salem,
yeah.
Good Lord, I can't get over the Austin thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of Texas, man.
I would think it would be on the top 10 worst.
Yeah.
Now, Corpus Christi is interesting because it's not a small town. It's not a huge city, but for a big city to be number one like that, a bigger, you know, type of city, that's pretty good. That's real good. Austin?
Yeah. I couldn't believe that. I wish I kind of knew. It had to be traffic and all that stuff, right? It couldn't just be sightseeing.
Yeah, no, it has to be traffic.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. How much have you spent? Because I've spent a lot of time. It's awful.
I've only been to Austin once. I didn't drive. I actually will be there in about 2 weeks where I will be driving around, so I'll have to report back. So I don't know. I've driven through Corpus Christi a lot, and I don't think I've ever really had a problem or a pain there driving around there. So that one I sort of get. The Austin is surprising. Most of the other ones you listed, well, I guess Scottsdale is pretty big. You know, but like Greensboro, I've driven through Greensboro. I've driven through Birmingham. They're mostly like smaller areas. Of course, you're not going to put an Atlanta on this list or something. So that I get. But yeah.
The one thing I like about this list, I feel like it ain't no East Coast type of.
No.
That's a good point too, yeah.
Yeah, there ain't no Philly, ain't no Boston, and ain't no New York. But let's get to the worst, man. Do you feel like Houston made the list?
Yes.
Should be.
Yeah. I think number one is L.A.
Yes, number one. Actually, no, it's not.
It's not?
Nah, number one is Philly.
Oh, dang.
Philly followed by Oakland, California.
Huh. Yeah, Oakland's no picnic. I've driven there enough times.
Yep, and then that's followed by Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, I hate Washington, D.C. I hate driving there, yeah.
Yeah,
that's followed by New York City.
Of course.
Fair.
Then you got Chicago. We still didn't hit Houston yet.
Yeah.
Got San Francisco. Detroit, which kind of shocked me. I didn't know that was considered like a worst city to drive in. And then you hit Los Angeles, San Jose.
Yes, that's going to be tough. Good luck at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to be out there while you saying good luck. And then Baltimore.
So no Houston.
No Houston. Houston did not crack the top 10.
This is the worst hit list in the history
of
the list.
They must not be familiar with
it. Austin in the best and no Houston in the worst?
Yeah, I think Cameron need to let them know about Houston, man.
Yeah.
Like Houston need to be on this list, man. Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
Not that we're proud. We're just realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang. Houston, for me, I would say Houston. I mean, all the big cities. Houston, New York, L.A., Atlanta. And DC, I guess, would probably be in my top five.
Was Atlanta on the list?
No, Atlanta was not on
the
list.
The one thing I'll say about Atlanta, they have a good train system.
Mm.
It does really? Help. Okay. Like from the airport, I often used to take the train downtown. Yeah,
that was Atlanta was my first experience of seeing like god awful traffic at night.
Yeah.
At night, because usually at night it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
But in Atlanta, it was just bad. Like, traffic was so bad. I'm like, what is going? Where's everybody going at night?
That's true. Charlotte's another one like that. I used to have to drive through Charlotte a lot. And same thing at night. It's like, why is this always so backed up? It was so annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I don't know about this list, Figgy. I know it's not yours, but.
Yeah. You got to take that up with WalletHub.com.
WalletHub, I think you're dumb.
Yeah. You or never been to Houston before.
Yes.
But
yeah, a lot of texts coming in ripping driving in Austin. So.
Austin's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah, nah, it's bad, man. I feel like, honestly, I feel like a lot of these major cities in Texas is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Dallas could get pretty bad, too. Austin is awful. Houston is awful.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at least those three cities.
Yep,
is pretty bad, man.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Remember yesterday I told y'all what I like to watch on TikTok, which is pretty much cops busting the shoplifters at stores and all that stuff. And I played a situation that happened at an airport. This one, I got another one for you. This one,
I'm here for it.
Yeah, this one is one clip. This was a lady... she was actually coming out of Target, and she had a cart full of stuff, man. And the cop came out of nowhere.
Oh, boy.
And he was asking for a receipt. What do you think she did? I want to ask y'all. What do you think she did?
So she had a cart full of stuff.
Yep, she walking out. You know, you ever, side note, it's always so awkward when you walk out and then beep, 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 beep.
Oh,
beep,
yeah.
Beep,
oh, yeah.
And you looking like, hey.
I always go, hey, check what you want.
Sometimes they don't even come after you.
No, they say, you're good.
One day I was like, hey, somebody going to check. I'm like, all right. I ain't steal that. I walk out. Oh, no. To the point I'm like, damn, maybe I should have stole something.
I'm gonna,
if you ain't gonna check
me. I'm going to say she threw it away or misplaced it, the receipt.
All right. Here's the situation with the young lady walking out of Target when the cop asked for her receipt, and this is how she responded.
Ma'am, hold on, please.
Okay.
Yes. I understand. Please stop. Stop.
Y'all going to mall. I just came out of my with her.
If you didn't steal, do you have a receipt?
Yes, I have my receipt.
Where is
it? But I'm trying to figure out why he running after me. I don't even know.
Where is your receipt?
It's in my purse, but I'm saying, I don't even know them.
Let me have your receipt then. I'll get you out of here in 10 seconds.
Okay, give me a second. I'll give it to you. Like, I'm like,
ma'am, stop.
I'm going to give it to you, sir.
Stop and give me the receipt
okay,
right here.
Please chill out. I'm going to give it to you.
Stop.
I'm going to
give it to
you,
sir. She took
off running. I'm going to give it to you.
Stop.
She started running?
She's running right now.
I'm getting my receipt. It's over there.
Yeah. It's in my car.
Stay down. Put your hands behind your back.
I'm going to give it to you.
Hold on.
No, you're not.
Y'all doing the mode.
Put your hands behind your back now.
I'm going to give it to you.
Give no nothing now.
Damn, y'all doing the mode.
We're detaining one now.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Three for description.
I'm gonna give y'all.
What's
the receipt,
other one?
I'm gonna give y'all the receipt.
Shut up about the receipt. That time is past. I asked you for it.
Yeah, I was trying to give it to you.
So she said, "I'm gonna give you the receipt." About 20 minutes, man.
Man, she is. She's staying on with her story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny thing about the receipt, it's actually at my house. I have to go home.
It's fun. She started digging in her purse and just started walking away like, hey, ma'am, come here.
Yeah.
And just took off running.
Yeah, you
I
slowly...
was going to give you the receipt.
It's right here.
I was going to give you the receipt.
I just want to give it to you when I'm over there.
Yeah, it's like when you try to get out of a bad conversation, you slowly like drift away.
Yeah. He was like, stay right here. My favorite part is, shut up about the receipt.
Yes,
you had
enough.
Your chance.
Enough with the receipt.
She
all right?
kept saying it. I was about to give it to you. Shut up about the receipt.
Yeah, you had your chance. God, I hope you keep digging in on these TikToks. Yeah. I like them.
Yeah,
it's gonna become a daily thing.
Yeah, if I find one, I'm gonna make sure maybe I could find a day for it. Always bring out these. I love these videos, man. I can sit there about 5 minutes just watching one video.
All of them.
Them just lying their ass off like they ain't do nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Text line said, me and Figgy are watching the same videos. So, you're not alone.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I want to ask y'all this, specifically you, John Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
You got a family. You got a nice family. You want to shout your family out?
Shout out to the family. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Couldn't have asked for better.
What are their names? Like
Jacob,
mm-hmm.
BG, Leah, then the grandkids, Natalie, obviously Penny, Penelope, that's why I pause. We call her Penny, and JJ.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I like those names.
Mm-hmm.
Have you considered naming any of your kids after you?
Never did. Yet? Never
Why
did.
Why not?
I don't know. It just didn't feel like, it felt kind of egotistical to me. You know, it's like, well, look at the ego on that guy naming his son John.
I'm glad you said that because one family in Virginia, I guess he might have a little ego to him as well. So it's a guy by the name of Cameron,
mm-hmm.
and he got a fiance by the name of Carolyn,
mm-hmm.
and they got how many kids? They got a lot of kids. So I'm gonna go through these names. They might get a little confusing,
okay?
But I'm gonna try to make sure I explain it as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
So they got six kids,
okay?
And this is one of their kids' names. So they have a 7-month-year-old named Camarion, C A M. A-R-I-O-N.
Camarion.
Mm-hmm. They also have a 2-year-old named Cameron.
Okay.
C-A-M-R-O-N.
Okay.
They have a 4-year-old named Carmen. C-A-R-M-Y-N.
What are we doing?
All right. So they got a 6-year-old. This is the one that threw me off right here. They have a 6-year-old named, I don't know if this Cameron.
Cameron.
C-A-M-R-E-O-N.
Okay.
Then they got a 7-year-old named Cameron Jr., C-A-M-E-R-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a 9-year-old named Cameron, C-A-M-R-Y-N, who is a girl.
This is worse than all the Georges. This is worse than all the Georges.
What are y'all doing, man?
Because at least George Foreman could say, George, you know. And because remember, you had George and Georgette, I think, were for the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is like, Camarion, Cameron, Carmen, Camrion, Cameron.
Yeah.
Camryn.
I feel bad for the fiance, man. They left her. Her name, Carolyn. Like, y'all just left her out. Like, she ain't made none of these kids.
Mm-hmm. This is too much.
That's what the YN at the end of the names are, yes. I guess, yes. For Carolyn.
Just imagine trying to address all of these
Cameron
people.
With the Y. Get over here.
Yeah.
Camryn with the EO. Get over here.
Camryn? Cameron?
Did you say Cameron? No, I said Camryn. Did you call Cameron? No, I called Carmen. Camryn, Cameron. No, I messed it up already.
Yes.
Camryn, Cameron, Carmen, Camryn, Camryn, Cameron Jr., and Cameron. You should go to jail.
Yeah, thank goodness for like cell phones now, because back in the day, like I used to hate when I had to call a friend who was a junior on the house phone. And be like, hey, is Frank there? And like, Frank Sr. or Frank Jr.? Imagine someone trying to call and be like, is Cameron there? Like, which one? How does he spell his name? Is it the E before the R? The R, you know, like,
yeah.
Trying to get a hold of somebody over there. They all have the same name.
So you kind of want to hear their statement on why they're doing this?
I guess.
So he said, honestly, my fiance and I both agreed that our first child's agreed on our first child's name, which is Cameron, Camryn, mm-hmm. which is the older girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a girl, it's pretty much a girl version of mm-hmm. his name,
right.
Cameron. And said, then we had a boy a year later and named him Camryn, Cameron.
Oh, you could have stopped with Cameron.
Yeah.
You could stop right there.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah.
I think that's Cameron.
Yeah.
And then he said, honestly, they said, it started a thing where naming two kids the same name, and we started messing around with the letters and ran with it.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that.
Always a good explanation.
Did not have to do that. It was like, once you did Cameron, cool. You know, all right. Our oldest daughter is Cameron, girl version of my husband's name, done. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
next
man.
One is Bob.
Come up with Bill or something, yeah, man. William.
Exactly.
Or just, if all fails, just go through the Bible, man. Just
yep.
That's right.
Yep.
The good thing about their explanation, though, is at least the future therapist will know why she's seeing these patients.
Yeah.
Oh, your parents wanted to have fun with your name?
Yeah.
You were tormented growing up all the time?
Yeah. All right, get y'all out of here on this. A T's and P's, what I like to say, thoughts and prayers. To the one and only Dolly Parton.
She's alive, right?
Yeah, I think she's good, but her sister tweeted this. Her sister's name, is it Frida? I think Frida Parton. She tweeted this. Last night, I was up all night praying for my sister, Dolly. Many, as you know, hasn't been feeling her best lately. I truly believe the power of prayer, and I have been led to ask the whole world that loves her to be prayer warriors and pray with me. She's strong. She's loved. And with all the prayers being lifted for her, I know it's in my heart. She's going to be just fine. Godspeed, my sissy Dolly. We all love you.
Yeah. Would have people thinking that she's fighting for her life.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what's going on, but prayers up to her, thoughts and prayers to her. Hopefully she's good. We need Dolly Parton around for the next 10, 15 years, right?
Absolutely. Dolly Parton just tweeted an hour ago, I ain't dead yet. Shout out to Dolly, because clearly that sounded like someone fighting, you know, for their life.
Yeah, especially we didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So,
how old is Dolly? Man, she looks fantastic.
She got to be in her late 70s.
Look at her.
She's actually younger than I thought. I just looked it up.
She tweeted this an hour. Look at her.
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
she looks fantastic. Shout out to Dolly. How old is she?
79. I thought she was in her 80s.
Oh, good for her. She ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
I ain't dead yet. Yeah. I can hear it in her accent.
I ain't dead yet.
The rest of Hollywood needs her doctor's information.
Yeah, maybe her health regimen.
Yeah, maybe she could get back to performing for the Cowboys during halftime on Thanksgiving or something.
Yeah. Wearing that Cowboys cheerleader outfit?
Yeah, that's right.
Had everybody going
crazy.
It wasn't
that long ago.
No, it wasn't.
Was it last year? Or two years ago?
Within the last couple of years, She was late 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, imagine your grandmother walking around dressed
like rather not.
You're right. Bad thought.
Yeah.
I take that back. Hey, that's Figgy's mixtape. We do it here every day at 120 on In the Loop. Good stuff, as always. When we come back, we got to put a bow on things for this Wednesday. We'll catch up with the fellas from The Drive. Plus, Kevin Durant's making his debut tonight for the Rockets. And is there still a chance the Rockets can add another superstar? We'll get to that next. It's In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. Another fun day here in the loop. You can always join the conversation, 713-572-4610. We'll catch up with the fellas from the drive here in just a few moments. Talk about the Rockets in a moment as well, but I did just get this email from The Athletic, breaking news. By the way, The Athletic always uses that very liberally with their breaking news and their push notifications or whatever, the emails. But in this case, this is somewhat interesting. The NCAA is going to allow athletes to start betting on professional sports.
Yikes.
Yeah. You know, that
one. That's a bad idea, man.
Yikes.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's on the surface, you know, I don't think much of it, but it's a slippery slope. That's how it begins. And then.
It's a gateway.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a gateway. And we all know how that can end sometimes when you do have gateway moments.
Yeah.
You start, oh, well. Packers lost, huh?
Hey, didn't the college quarterback get in trouble with that? He sent the Venmo.
Oh, yeah.
The subject that said sports betting. Or
yeah. That's right. So, anyways, that's the breaking news. We will see if that leads to anything down the road. Document this market away for the future when there might be some sort of problem or scandal.
Here's some breaking news for you, Figgy. Derrick Groves. That name ring a bell?
That dude.
Derrick
Rowe. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The last remaining fugitive.
Is he caught? Wow.
From the New Orleans Justice Center jailbreak. When was that? 2 months ago?
That was 4 months ago, man. That was a long time ago. I quit. I took it out my rundown. I thought it was over.
Now in custody after a standoff with police in Atlanta.
Wow. He was in Atlanta?
He was in Atlanta.
That brother should have been in Colombia somewhere, man, or Cuba.
Yeah, yes. Right?
How about that? 5 months. I just looked it up.
Yeah.
5 months on the run.
Man.
The last of the 10 New Orleans jail escapees has been arrested in Atlanta, Georgia, taken into custody at house, been convicted of, well, obviously he's going to be convicted of a lot, but he was hiding in a crawl space, and it appears he was the only one in the house and was hidden pretty well.
Huh. Damn.
That's the thing with all that. I mean, I guess it's better than jail, but that's got to be such a weird existence. When you're trying to hide for 5 months and you're always looking over your shoulder.
Your whole life.
Yeah, right.
Even if you get away for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You're looking over your shoulder for the rest of your life.
You're living in a crawl space.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's better, but it's still not great.
Even if you get to the age of 70, you're still going to be in the back of your mind like, man, they going to come in and get me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I'm not cut out for jail either, but I don't know if I'm cut out for living on the run and always having to be looking over my shoulder. Months.
Hey, that was, no pun intended, that was a good run.
That's right. Yeah.
That was a good run, man. Yeah. 5 months?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, that is pretty good. And quite a bit longer than the other guys, right? They caught the
couple of guys in 2 days.
Yeah.
Right?
It might have been maybe a couple weeks at most.
Yeah.
I think the last two or three was out for about maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Close to a month.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he did a lot better, but even he was found here today. So
dang, I wonder how he got caught. I wonder who tipped him off.
Somebody did, because he was by himself in the house in a crawl space.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
Right. Hidden pretty well in a crawl space in a home by himself.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what they were looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone ratted him out.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to the slammer he goes. Let's play this. There's not we only got a couple minutes, but I don't know how much time this requires anyways. This was former GM Bobby Marks on ESPN. There was this whole story about Giannis where the Bucks were apparently having conversations with the Knicks this offseason about a trade.
Mm-hmm.
And Giannis had said like that was the one place he was willing to go was the Knicks. Anyways, in light of that, here's Bobby Marks on ESPN talking about, hey, don't rule out those Rockets for Giannis.
San Antonio still does. Even after acquiring De'Aaron Fox, they still have tradable picks to go out. Remember, they have that Atlanta pick. They have a swap in 2027. They still have tradable contracts when you're looking at players like Devin Vassell. You know the one team that still does? Houston. They went out and got Kevin Durant, but they still have a lot of draft picks to go out and make a deal. Of course, a player like Amen Thompson would be mentioned if they ever became available here.
Okay, this is going to get interesting and kind of wish that it, I mean, it'd be great, but I kind of wish that I hadn't heard this because now it's going to be nonstop. But Houston does have the assets. And then I saw this, Windhorst has doubled down on that a little bit, says that the expectation is that Giannis will eventually leave the Bucks. And so somewhere.
Would you do it? 713-572-4610. Would you make the move?
So what are you sending out? You're sending out?
At least I'm in.
A man, draft picks. What else? Probably a man and a lot of draft picks.
If it's if it's just that.
Maybe it's like a Tari Eason.
I was going to say Tari or Jabari.
Yeah.
Probably Tari, right? Ooh, I don't know. I don't know.
Would you do it for Giannis?
Money wise, it
with
might be
Durant
Jabari,
already here.
Right?
If you have Durant and they're similar bodies but different styles, yeah, what the hell? I'll do it.
I know. I think so too. That was my whole thing this offseason. Yeah. I wasn't really interested in Giannis because I thought you still needed more pieces around him, and I wouldn't want to give up the youth for Giannis right now. But if you already have Durant on the roster, then you add Giannis and you talk about another one of those trying to build another big three like we had, you know, so many versions in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Now that's a different story. Now I think I'm interested and I would do it.
How would that work, though, with Shagun and Giannis and then Kevin Durant?
Like a lot of bigs. The triple big. You'd be right. Well, clearly Durant would be a perimeter player only, pretty much, you know, except for different things, situations, I should say, when he's inside. But no, I say what the hell if it's out there. Why not?
I think so, too.
Yeah, why not?
If you have Durant. Now, it would be like a mid-season or next off-season type of thing, so you would have more data, right? You get to see how things play out, at least for half of a season this year with this crew and how Durant looks and all that sort of stuff. But you give me Giannis and Durant, even if it's only for a year or two, I mean, I think I have to sign up for
that. At that point, that's championship or bust, man.
You think? No.
I mean,
we're
talking
about
it now, but at that point, man, if they don't, they got to get to the finals too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. That is a very high bar all of a sudden that you're looking at.
The messaging coming in from the listeners don't seem as fond of the idea.
Mm-hmm.
One person said, nah. Another said, that's a dumbass trade. Someone said Giannis would be a huge negative. Giannis and Alpi couldn't play together. Not happening, so on and so forth. So anyways, the listeners don't seem to be too fond of the idea of potentially bringing in Giannis to pair with Durant, even if it costs you Amen Thompson in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I was just reading more of the feedback coming in. Why even considering gutting this team? We were number two in the West. What is this with a bunch of question marks? So that doesn't seem to be too fun. So anyways.
But see, that's the thing. That's what happens when you got a superstar player that come out and say, hey, I want to play for Houston.
Well, keep this in mind, too. A lot of people were like, Kevin Durant? Nah, come on. Why would we want to do that? He's old. Then he gets here. It's like, let's go.
Yeah, of course.
Let's go.
But you ain't got the team for Kevin Durant, though.
No.
Well, you're going to have to gut the team a little bit for Giannis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have a hunch the same thing would happen. Giannis? Nah. Oh, they traded for
Giannis?
Yeah,
once he's here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of course.
Oh, I'd be excited as hell if they did that.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.